All right, guys, we're back at it again. So, I'm streaming by myself today. So I'm streaming on my YouTube channel, Upward Past Crossroads podcast, Upward Past Crossroads as well. I'm on every podcast platform you could think of. All right, so Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Chromecast, stuff like that, Apple Podcasts. All right, so yeah, Facebook, LinkedIn, Sean Christopher Jenkins, X, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, at Trouble Don't Last. What's up, party people? My other Instagram page, my underscore day underscore Bible, my Tumblr page, Trouble Don't Last number one. What's up, everybody? All right, so like I said before, sorry I ain't been going live as much as I want to. And Instagram, sorry for not posting, man. Like Instagram sucks, man. Like the Instagram police, man, they shadow banning me. I can't post anything. So if you can't like all my photos, man, share all my photos, like trying to get Instagram to unban me, but I just gave up with Instagram, honestly. And then also, I'm in seminary school, guys, so I'm attending Colgate Rochester College of Divinity School. It's in Rochester, New York, but I'm doing online classes, so I'm taking two classes. That's like taking 18 hours of undergrad. It's a lot of work, man, a whole lot. So I haven't had. I'm trying to get acclimated and get used to this semester, so that's why I haven't been going live. All right, and but I got a treat for you guys today, man. I just went live before, and what video did I do? I did a video on. I can never remember my videos after I do them. I did a video on, be all that God made you to be. I used the Victor Wembanyama quote, so if you like the NBA, you'll love that. All right, so that was on 1 Corinthians 15:10. So let's get to today's video. So today I want to do a verse of the day. So I got that playlist on my YouTube channel, Upward Past Crossroads. That's where I just take a Bible verse and I just go in on it. That's what I'm about to do right now. I'm about to give you guys some wisdom, some insight that you really need to glean in this life and apply to your life. And if you apply it, you'll be successful. That's what a proverb is. Spoiler alerts from the book of Proverbs. So, all right, so this is a verse of the day, like I said. And then also, I got the book of Proverbs as a playlist on my YouTube channel. So that's where you can check out all my sermons, Bible studies, any of the messages that I've taught in the future, any animations that I've done in the book of Proverbs or anything like that. And then I'm coming from Proverbs 12. So I got Proverbs 12 and Proverbs 15. All right, but yeah, let's go ahead and get to it. So the scripture verse I'm coming from is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15, right? So Proverbs 12, verse 15. And it reads, I'm reading from the New International Version Bible, "The way of fools seem right to them, but the wise listen to advice." So the way of fools seem right to them, but the wise listen to advice. And then Proverbs 12:15 again in the King James Version reads, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." Right? So this is so powerful. So like I told you guys before, the book of Proverbs is powerful. It's written by Saul. Solomon, who was considered the wisest person ever, right? God asked him, what did he want one time? And Solomon was like, "I want wisdom." And God was like, "Wow, like that was really wise to ask for." And so God gave him all the wisdom in the world, right? And so when we read the book of Proverbs, see, what they don't tell you is most of the time with a book of the Bible, different scroll writers and scribes and biblical scholars, like they put their hands on the text too. So it wasn't just Saul that wrote the book of Proverbs, right? All right, so but anyways, like a proverb though is a general statement that's true regarding the way life works, regarding the way things happen in the world. So that's what a proverb is, right? And so then also a proverb is also an observation made so that we can draw lessons from those observations, right? So this is the book of Proverbs. So obviously, if you like really just imagine, guys, there's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, right? So imagine if you read the book of Proverbs like every single day. This is what I used to do, by the way. So every single day, so like February 1st, right? So you read the first chapter of Proverbs, right? Then the second day of the month, you read the second chapter of Proverbs. But the whole day, that's all you read. And you listen to sermons on Proverbs 2, Proverbs 1, just depending on the day, until the 31st day of the month, right? And just imagine if you did that for a whole year. You see what I'm saying? Man, just imagine how much insight you would glean. So imagine you had all the book of Proverbs memorized. See, some of you guys don't know the book of Proverbs, but I'm gonna hit you guys with some Proverbs today, right? Hit you guys with one. Let me read the New King James Version real quick, of Proverbs 12:15, right? It says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. Let's tear this verse up real quick. So, yeah, man, when it comes to the way of a fool seems right in his own eyes, right? The way of a fool seems right in his own eyes. How many people think that they're right about everything? How many people think that they know the way that life works and they just have it all figured out? Is that you? How many people believe that they have all the answers of life? Are you one of those people? How many people refuse to listen to anybody, take any advice from anybody because you feel like nobody knows anything? You refuse to listen to any type of counsel because you're right about everything. Did you guys hear the proverb? It says that the way of a fool. This is the way of a fool. That's the way of a fool. Everything seems right to them. Their ways seem right to them. But what does a wise person do? This is what the proverb says, right? This is how wise people operate. See, foolish people operate thinking they have all the answers for everything. They have an answer to everything. They know everything. Do you know any know-it-alls? They're fools. They answer to nobody, right? Everybody got an answer to me, right? I know it all. Not only that, people that just so critical. Oh, man, I'm about to go in. All right, so you got critical people. People that are so critical and harsh, always giving their opinion, always giving their insight, because they're right about everything. Man, I had this one friend. Anytime we watch a movie, man, he was the harshest critic, man. He would just judge every movie. Like, no movie was good ever. Like, he would be so harsh towards it. And in my head, I'm just like, dang, you make a movie then. Like, nothing was good enough for him. Like, and so you see what I'm saying? Like, the way of a fool seems right to them. They're right about everything. They know everything. How are you going to learn? You can't learn that way. You're not teachable that way. You can't be like that in this life and be successful. You see what I'm saying? Let me go back to the verse. I want you guys to see it again, right? I'm sharing my screen on YouTube, Upload Past Crossroads on my Facebook, on LinkedIn page, Sean Christopher Jenkins, on my X page, my Twitter page, Trouble Don't Last. That's why I'm sharing my screen. LinkedIn page, Sean Christopher Jenkins again. So the way a fool seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. The wise people, people with insight, people that actually know stuff, people that are actually open-minded, they listen to advice. So, like, I wanted to talk about, I wanted to break down every one of the words that the verse used in English, because, like, English word, the English dictionary is so powerful. Just when you use a word, there's so many synonyms that go with it. So you can really play around with it. And this is how you can study the Bible too. So like the word hearken means listen, right? And so then listen means to give attention to a sound when it comes to a verb, right? Also in a verb form, listen means to take notice of an act of what someone says, to respond to advice or a request. To make an effort to hear something, to be alert and ready to hear something, and use to urge someone to pay attention to what one is going to say. That's what the word listen means, right? But I'm going to hit you guys with some synonyms, man. Some synonyms to the word listen means to be attentive. So I want to ask you guys, are you attentive when other people are talking? Do you attend when other people are talking, or are you distracted? Are you concentrating on what other people are telling you, right? Are you concentrating on what you're hearing? Do you hear? That's what the word listen means. It means to lend an ear to give an ear to. But I want to go even further than that, because you know what? My love language, you know, the five love languages, right? So you got words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, physical touch, and quality time, right? So my love language is words of affirmation. I think you can get that from my social media pages with how many quotes and Bible verses I post, and just the way I talk. You know, I'm very motivational, so think words are powerful, right? And so when it comes to the words that we, when it comes to words of affirmation, like a con for it is like, we don't like, it's not that we don't like them. It's just that it has to be criticism that actually applies to us. So we don't like unwarranted criticism. or criticism that has nothing to do with us. So that, I get that a lot in board examiners. I got that from one of the teachers. It really irked me the wrong way in board examiners. She was the worst thing that ever happened to me in board examiners. I still have yet to talk to her. Yeah, guys, I lost my train of thought. I thought about her. But yeah, like when it comes to just listening, taking heed, like you can't listen to the advice of everybody. You can't, you know, hang on to the words of every single person. That is not wise, right? You can't give it be all ears to all people. You can't keep one's ears open to what everybody says. I mean, yeah, you can, but some people really be saying some crazy stuff, right? So obviously you don't need to be hearkening to that. See, these are some synonyms, right, to the word listen. Take heed, you know, give heed, take notice, right? So there's certain people you need to listen to. You can't listen to everybody, right? And so that's what this verse is talking about. You know, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. It seems right, but the wise listen to advice. Listen to counsel, right? I want to talk about counsel too. I'm about to go in, guys. I'm just really painting this picture before I go in real quick. So like with the word counsel, it means to give advice, especially giving it formally. It's a noun. So the verb is to give advice to, right? So some synonyms for the word counsel means advice, guidance, direction, instruction, information. Here's the key. Enlightenment. Recommendations, suggestions, hints, tips, pointers, guidelines, ideas, opinions, views, facts, data, warning, admonition, and caution. All right, so I want you guys to think about when I say counsel, I want you to think about those words, especially like pointers, hints, guidelines, enlightenment, caution, warning. A wise person takes heed, hearkens, pay attention to, concentrates on, right? Observes, bears in mind, take to heart this type of wisdom, this type of counsel, right? Instruction, direction, guidance, information, advice. They obey this. They accept this. They give a thought to, right? They take into consideration. That doesn't mean you, again, you can't listen to everybody's advice. Some advice is not applicable. Some people who give you advice aren't really hitting on what you need to be, you know, they're not really hitting on your life. You know, they're just giving like very broad and generic advice, which I hate. That's what I was trying to say. Like, I hate when somebody gives me that type of advice. Like, that's, they do that like with preachers, they do that to like other preachers coming in, and when they're preaching a sermon, they give like a whole generic, advice instead of like really helping that person, right? So that's why I can't stand. But anyways, going back to the verse, you know, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise, right? So I did a video not too long ago on my YouTube channel, and why don't I have it up? Do I have it up? All right, I'm gonna just pull it up. So the video was get some advisors, right? And the scripture verse I used was Proverbs 15, verse 22, right? So I'm sharing my screen again on my YouTube channel and my LinkedIn page. All right, so the title was Get You Some Advisors, Proverbs 15, 22. And this was also a verse of the day, right? So I'm gonna go to this verse real quick. The verse ties in with this verse as well, right? And I've done it multiple times, right? So Proverbs 15, 22 from the New International Version Bible reads, you know, plans fail for a lack of counsel, for lack of advice, for lack of guidance, for lack of enlightenment, right? But with many advisors, with many counselors, with much information, with much data, they succeed. Ooh, you know, what's that quote? I need to see it real quick. It's like those who don't plan to fail, something like that. Those who don't plan to fail, and those who do plan will succeed. You guys know what I'm trying to say. But yeah, failing to plan really does mean planning to fail. Yeah, that's what it is. People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan, right? You tend to fail in life when you don't have a plan. You tend to fail in life when you don't have enlightenment and guidance and a vision. See, that's where enlightenment comes. That's where the data comes and information. This is why it's so important to, before you, my dad been saying this quote a lot lately. For a whole year, he's been going crazy with it. I don't know if he's been reading a book or what, but he keeps on saying, you know, measure twice, cut once. I'm gonna say it again. Measure twice, cut once. That's the rule of a carpenter. See, just think about it. If you're a carpenter and you bought this particular size wood, right? And you're trying to make a dresser and you know it has to be a certain size. If you cut it the wrong way, you don't just cut first. You can't just cut, 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 cut. No, you have to have a plan. You need to know what shape it needs to be in. You need to know exactly how it needs to be because it needs to fit a certain way in the home. Just, you know, just think about that. Like for the carpenter, right? You don't just, you can't just aimlessly do stuff. You have to have a plan so that when you cut, if you're cutting precisely, it's cutting, you're cutting to perfection, right? You save yourself some hiccups, some trouble, some money. What happens if you just cut things and you don't measure, right? You have to buy more stuff. Like, that costs you money. That costs you time. You probably have a project that needs to be done ASAP, but you can't get it done because you made a mistake and cut when you shouldn't have. That's how some people do in life. They don't measure twice to cut once. Instead, they cut twice and measure once. What sense does that make? Jesus even said it. Jesus says, count the cost. Count the cost. Before you follow me, before you do anything I call you to do, before you marry that person, before you get that job, before you even apply for that job, before you move to that city, before you go to that university, before you get that, before you go for that degree. Because when you get that diploma, how many people get a diploma that they ain't never used before? How many people waste money going to school and can't even get out of debt because they don't make enough money because they're not even utilizing the degree that they got, right? You see what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, you know, they cut five times and measure once. You can't do that in life. You have to measure everything. You have to count the cost. And I'm gonna do another example, guys. Like, are you the first person to do what you're trying to do? Are you the first person that's has an idea of doing what you're dreamed of doing? No, like the book of Ecclesiastes even said that, you know, nothing is new under the sun. Nothing's new under the sun. Has there never been a basketball player ever in life? Like, you know, I want to be a basketball player. You're like, you're the only one. I want to be a chef. Are you the only one? You know, I want to be a librarian. Are you the only one? Right? You see what I'm saying? So how foolish would it be to go through life and not ask for advice from people that are already in the professions that you're trying to get to? This is just with professions, right? I haven't done this yet, but what about in the Christian life? Why wouldn't you ask somebody that's been married to their Christian spouse, right? They're Christians, both of them. They've been married for 85 years. You know, well, 85 is a long time, but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, you know, they've been married that long. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing about love. They've been together for 85 years. How many people do you know that? I don't know nobody that's 85. That's a long time. But you guys get what I'm saying. So, like, there's so much insight to be gleaned from a lot of people. There's so much wisdom. And I'm going to put you guys on game real quick. Let me go back to that scripture verse because I said it before in Proverbs 15:22. I'm going to do it again because it's too powerful, right? So again, Proverbs 15:22 reads, plans fail for a lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed, right? So I want you guys to just keep in mind whatever profession you want to be in. So for example, for me, I want to be a preacher. Right? I want to be a motivational speaker. I want to be a social media influencer, right? So I don't know any social media influencers. I'm the only one. But just say, oh, that's a great example. Just say if I'm the top motivational speakers in the world, so Eric Thomas, Tony Robbins, You guys see what I'm saying? So the top motivational speaker, like if I actually had their contact and I was close with them and I could talk to them whenever, right? How much wisdom would I have? Would I operate differently? Would I be more motivational, right? If I knew all the preachers in the world, the best preachers ever, Tony Evans to me, like I would love knowing him, Max Lucado, Stephen Furtick, even Michael Todd, even though he spit on his brother. Joel Osteen, I'm just going to put him up there because he's so popular. Like, okay, you guys see what I'm saying. Like, if I knew every single preacher. All right, let's go even further. If I knew Martin Luther King, like, he was still alive, right? If I knew, Malcolm X. You see what I'm saying? Like, how? And not just if I knew, guys. I mean, like, if I was close with. Those were my counselors. Those were my mentors. Those were people who, like, really were, like, pouring into me. What would I be? Would I operate the same? Would I talk the same? No, I would not. You see what I'm saying? Just like if I was like, if you want to be a chef, right? That's a perfect example. Let's say you knew everybody on the Food Network. And you didn't just know them. They were your mentors. You want to be on Food Network just like them. You want to be a chef just like them. Do you think they wouldn't give you all the keys, like, and just, you know, help you along the way, like give you all the, see, going back to counsel, right? The word, the synonyms. You don't think they will give you all the insight, all the enlightenment, all the guidelines, the guardrails, the ideas, the views. It said caution. That was one of the synonyms for counsel. That means that they protect you from making mistakes. Warning. That was another synonym. They protect you from making the mistakes that they made. So they keep you from making this, They keep you from doing, making the same hiccups. And experiencing the same hardships that they experience. See, that's wisdom. See, a wise person, they don't just do stuff aimlessly and just suffer. No, a wise person listens to what everybody else went through. And they listen to what the do's and don'ts are. So they avoid the don'ts and they do the do's. And they just, it's a guideline, a guardrail through life. This is a proverb, right? Remember at the very beginning of the video, I said a proverb is a general statement that's true about life. A proverb is it's regarding the way that life, you know, the way that things happen in this world. It's an observation made so that we can draw lessons from these observations, right? This is what a proverb is. You see, the way of a fool is right to them, but the wise listen to counsel. You see what I'm saying? Do you listen to counsel? Like, and that's another thing too. The video that me and Justin did on Proverbs 15:22 was, you know, get you some wise advisors, right? Get you some wise advisors. And we were referring to Proverbs 15:22. So the key is, how do you get the right advisors? How do you get the right counseling? Because if you're in the wrong places doing the wrong things, if you're not doing what God called you to do and aligned in your purpose and really making strides and utilizing and using all the spiritual good things and abilities that God has given you, you're not going to be surrounded by the right people. How are you going to meet the right people if you're in the wrong places doing the wrong things at the wrong time with the wrong people? You see what I'm saying? Like, wrong plus wrong does not equal right. It equals wrong, more wrong. It equals measuring 10 times instead of just cutting once. I mean, you guys see what I'm saying? It's the equivalent of cutting 10 times instead of, you know, measuring 10 times and cutting once, right? That's the way life has to be, guys. Just remember that quote, measure twice, cut once. That's what we got to do in life. That's wisdom, right? Hey, measure 20 times and cut once, but eventually you're going to cut. That's the whole point. And when you cut, you got to make sure you know what you're cutting. You got to make sure you know what you're doing because life's too short, right? Why take 20 steps back when you can just take, you know, make steps forward? You see what I'm saying? So, man, this is the way life works. This is a proverb in the book of Proverbs. You guys see it? So I was going to say, too, I want to bring this to light. You know, this is crazy. I came from all Proverbs, right? Let me go back to Proverbs 15:22 because I want to say this, too. And then I'm going to finish it out. So Proverbs 15:22 reads, you know, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. That is so sad. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established, right? So without counsel, purposes. I was trying to say earlier, man, how you gonna have a vision if you ain't around the right people? How are you gonna have a vision and know what your purpose is if you don't have the right information, the right data? How can you do anything right in this life if what you're observing is all wrong? If what you're thinking, all your opinions and all your views are all wrong? You cannot have anything be established by God if you don't have vision, if you don't have knowledge. The Bible even says that. It's like in Hosea 11 or something. I don't know. It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, and my people perish for lack of vision. Those are two things. See, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You can't have vision if you don't have the knowledge for the vision. Vision can come in a dream or something like that before the knowledge, right? But you still have the knowledge to get to the vision, right? So without counsel, right? That's what Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, guys, purposes are disappointed. You want to know why you don't know your purpose? You want to know why you don't know where to go in this life? You want to know why you don't have any answers when people ask, what do you want to do with your life? You know where do you see yourself in 10 years? What do you see? Heck, some of y'all don't even know where y'all see yourself in 5 years or next year. You see what I'm saying? And that's because without counsel, purposes are disappointed. You know who the greatest counsel is? God. You want to know how you even get to your purpose? You want to know how you even receive a vision? You want to know how you even get insight in life for living? Ooh, Charles R. Stanley, Charles R. Swindoll. That's one of my favorite preachers. But you want to know how you get insight like that? You got to be where God is. You got to spend time with God. That's the only way I found my purpose. And for all of God's children, it's no different. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. You see that? Purposes. That means you're running aimlessly through life. You're on a hamster wheel. You're not even going nowhere. You're fighting the wind. Trying to knock out the wind. You can't beat the wind. Whoever knocked out a tornado? Whoever survived in a tornado? I mean, going up tornado and say, I'm going to take you out, tornado. You're just going to float up and die. You can't fight the wind. Same thing in life, man. Paul even said that. Paul said that, guys. He said, basically, I wish I had the verse, but it don't even matter. But basically, he said, you know, I don't just run aimlessly through life, beating the air, trying to fight it. You know, I actually, you know, I have a guideline. I have a path that I'm taking. I have, you know, a direction I'm going in, right? And I focus on that direction, focus on that purpose, that vision. And so the key is obedience to God, right? I'm going to give you guys my hand, right? I'm going to tell you guys a Christian way, right? I'm giving you guys wisdom, insight from Solomon, from the Bible, from God. You see this? You see this? Take heed to it. Listen, hearken to angels. Angels sing, you know, hearken, right? So God is saying, man, like, he has a path for everybody, laid out for everybody. He has a direction laid out for everybody. God doesn't do things just randomly. If you feel like you don't have purpose, it's because you don't know God. Because when you do know God, the more you, it's not instantly. It doesn't happen instantly. I'm going to get that out your head. It's a continual walk. The more you obey him, the more you figure out. The more you follow him, the more he reveals to you. The more you walk with him, the more you see. Because even when you have a lamp in the dark, the lamp can only permeate and spread only so much in the darkness, right? So if the lamp, you know, can only permeate so much in the darkness, right? That means you can only see so much in life. Who knows the exact date you're going to die right now? Who knows the exact date you're going to get married? If you're already married, you're cheating. Just be quiet real quick. Who knows when your parents are going to die? Who knows when your siblings are going to die? I mean, the exact date, the exact time, the exact moment, where the location is, you don't know. When are you going to die? How are you going to die? How is life going to pan out for you? Are all your hopes and dreams going to come true? God only reveals so much to all of us, man. You see what I'm saying? And without counsel, purposes are disappointed. There's a lot of disappointed people in life. You want to know why they're disappointed? Because they're not receiving counsel from God. They're not receiving their purpose and their mission order from God, who gives it to everybody. So obviously you're going to live a life of disappointment if you don't know what God is doing in your life. Because let me tell you something. God will tell you. God will let you know. Will he let you know everything? No. One person he did that with was Jesus, and he still didn't know everything, like, not to the end. But just look at Jesus. He's a perfect example. We should all be like Jesus, right? Do what Jesus would do. That's the goal. Be like Jesus, right? Just think about Jesus. Jesus knew, I'm going to go with the disciples, right? Before he died, he told the disciples, look, we're going to have Passover. We're going to go to this hotel. All right, when you go to that hotel, that person's going to be there. And he got a room reserved for the second floor. So I want you to go there, but it's going to be a donkey right there, a little colt right there at the entrance. All right, so, you know, do something with that colt. I want you to take that back with you. But, you know, go in a hotel. And it wasn't just that. That's easy. You know, he probably cheated and was already there before. But no, he went to places like and knew Zacchaeus would be there, right? And he'd be up in a tree. And I'm going to this city to go see Zacchaeus. He ain't never met Zacchaeus, right? As far as we know, like. There's a lot of people, like Jesus already knew the Samaritan woman. He knew who she was. She was married to, I don't know. She had a lot of husbands. And the person she was with at that moment, at the well, you know, that wasn't her husband. You see what I'm saying? Like, Jesus had insight for living. I'm doing it again. He had insight for life. Why? Because God told him. Because he was taking heed. He was listening. He was paying attention. He was in line with God, right? That's what we got to be, right? You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, guys, like, I want to really say that. I'm going to say it, though, but I'm saying it in a minute. But, yeah, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. You know what? Forget it. I'm going there. I'll finish that verse in a minute. All right. So I said earlier that, you know, the greatest counsel you can receive is from God, right? God is the greatest counsel of all. Who can beat the counsel of God? I'm going to tell you, nobody, right? Nobody, right? He knows everything. He has all the answers. He created life. And just like Proverbs, the book of wisdom in the Bible, which the whole Bible is a book of wisdom, right? But the book of Proverbs especially, I just showed you guys with three Proverbs just now. Well, it's about to be three. But like, just with the, God has given us a map. He's given us a guideline. Like, this book is basically light in the midst of darkness. This world, it's a dark place, right? Is life amazing? Is it always perfect in every single second? No, it's not. It sucks sometimes, if not all the time. But God can help us through the darkness. He has given us light to be able to see and navigate in the midst of the darkness. His word is a lamp. Ooh, this is going to be a good video. His word is a lamp, ooh, unto my feet where I'm walking. A light, ooh, unto my path. You can't know your path if you don't have the light to walk your path, right? You can't walk your path if you don't have the light to walk. You're just going to walk around aimlessly. You're going to have nowhere to go. That's some people's life. That's why you don't know your purpose. So you know what? Let me stop. I feel like God wants me to do this. So like, if you haven't dedicated your life to Christ, now's the time. You better ask God right now. This is a serious video. I ain't doing it like these other preachers, mega pastor. Nah, this is a real video. Like, if you want to know the Lord for yourself, tell him right now. Tell him, Lord, I want to know you. Say, Lord, I need you in this life. I need your guidance. I need your light. I need your help. I can't live life without you. I prayed that at the age of 10, and the Spirit did it for me. I didn't do it for myself. The Spirit did it for me, right? And when I prayed that prayer on Saturday, September 4, 2010, that's when I was 17 years old. That's when I met him. So from the 10 years old, I prayed that prayer, and I met God at the age of 17. So if you pray that prayer, God's gonna meet you. Keep on praying it though. And then God's really gonna meet you, right? Because he even said it with the parable of the persistent woman and the unjust judge. Like, if an unjust judge can give a poor widow, a nobody, a widow in that time period means nothing. All right, I'm not even gonna describe it. You guys look it up. But like, if an unjust judge can eventually give a nagging widow what she wanted, what do you think a loving, caring, and a father who knows everything that you need will give you if you ask him? So guys, now's the time to tell God, like, God, I need your help. I need your guidance. I want to know your purpose for my life. I want to make sure I'm in line with your purpose and doing your will so I don't waste my life. Let him know. Pray those things. Man, prayer changes things. Prayer can move mountains, man. Prayer, communication with God, it's a relationship. Talk to him. And he'll talk back. That's why you read his word, because that's him talking to you. You listen to sermons, that's him talking to you, right? Depending on the preacher, right? Let me put you guys on game too. Like, even with me, these personalities, our sinful nature comes out. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to read the room. You got to be able to know, like, when God's talking, when he's not. And in order to do that, you got to spend time in his word to know what his word says, because God only comes from his word. He only speaks from his word. He only says stuff going back to his word. Like, he never goes back on his word, by the way. He always fulfills it, right? You see what I'm saying? So everything he said in his word will come to pass. You see, guys, see what I'm saying? So, like, go to his word. Then you'll know what he says. Then you'll never be confused. Then you'll know what your purpose is. Then you have all the answers. But will you have all the answers? No, because you're not going to know the whole entire Bible, no matter how much you study it. It's going to take a whole eternity to learn it. But anyways, yeah, like I was saying, you know, God is the greatest counselor. He knows everything. He has all the answers. He literally knows every single thing about your life, my life, everybody's life, and how life operates. He has answers we don't have as humans. I'm going to do videos on this, but I've been saying it all on my YouTube channel. With my playlist, you know, God Speaks Through Creation. That's on my YouTube channel. It's my favorite playlist, God Speaks Through Creation. Check it out. Upload Past Crossroads, my YouTube channel, right? And so with that playlist, I just talk about how, you know, God's talking through creation. And hear how he's talking in one way. I always say on my YouTube channel that, you know, 80 to 85% of the sea has yet to have been discovered, right? And then 90 to 95% of the space has yet to have been discovered. So what does that say about God? It means humans ever going to have 100% of the answers? So we're going to know every single creature that's in the sea. We're just going to miraculously learn all 80 to 85% of the sea that we don't know. Are we going to miraculously go through all space and learn all, you know, 100% of space? I literally just said 90 to 95% of space has yet to been discovered. There's a place, the further you go out in space, there's a place called the dark void, dark energy, something like that. And stuff goes in and stuff comes out. It's a big void, like pitch darkness. We still don't know how it works. Are we ever going to know how it works? Like, stuff comes in, stuff come out, and we don't know how to get it back. We don't know how it works. It's just a void. So there's a lot of uncertainty. It's a lot of questions. There's a lot of fear. Ain't that life? You guys see that? That's the way life works. Do you have fear about your life sometimes? Do you have uncertainty? What does the Bible call us to do? This is what the Bible calls us to do. This is how you figure out. This is wise to do. You know, the way of a fool seems right in his own eyes. That's the way of a fool. Are you a fool? Or are you smart enough to go to God and depend on him and trust him for all your answers in life? Are you smart enough to go to God, go to his word, and figure out what he has to say about your situation? Are you smart enough? Are you wise enough? Are you discerning enough? That's what wise mean. Are you taking enough precaution and warning? So the scripture I was going to say, by the way, with the scripture verse, it's Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6. It all ties in together. It's so powerful. It's good stuff, right? So this is one verse. If my dad said any verse to me, this is probably the first one he said. And I had it memorized because he said it so much. One, it's just easy to remember. Maybe he just said it too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just regurgitate everything my dad says. But anyways, all right, so Proverbs 3, verse 5. My dad's a preacher, by the way, just in case you don't know. All right. And then his dad was a preacher. And then my mom's dad's a preacher. And my mom has 7 siblings. Most of them are preachers. And then I'm a preacher. I'm about to be one. All right, so anyways, Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6. It reads, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy mind, and lean not on thine understanding, in all your ways. I'm trying to change the screen. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and then he shall direct your paths. Ooh. We said that earlier. You know, the word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. We all want guidance in life, right? We all want insight in life. We all want enlightenment in life. We all want a vision. We all want purpose, right? You're not going to get those things. Your path's not going to be directed if you don't acknowledge God in all your ways. How do you acknowledge God in all your ways? By trusting in the Lord and by not leaning on your own understanding. You got to see that? See, again, this is a proverb. This is an observation about life. If you want to have success in life, this is the way you do it. If you want to have a life and live a life of meaning, a purpose, that's the best way I can say it. You want to live a life of purpose. If you don't want to just feel like you're just surviving and you're just here, and you want to make sure that everything that you're doing is literally purposeful and it's all adding up to, you know, it's the most valuable things. You guys see what I'm saying? It's the things with the most meaning, right? I really want to hit some stuff. You guys see what I'm saying? You have to trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's what it says. With all your heart. How many people do you trust in life? You trust your mommy, your daddy? Your mommy and daddy has all the answers. Do you trust your pastor? You know, my pastor, that man, that woman. They're a man or woman. They're not God. Even me. I'm just a man. I'm just a boy. Why are you listening to me? How long has God existed? How long has God been around? He knows it all. Trust not in any man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. What does that mean? That's the first and greatest commandment, guys. If you don't trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, you're not going to operate the right way in all the community. That's where the other commandments come in. You know, love your neighbor as yourself. Do not steal. You know, honor your mother and father. For your days shall be long. Like, all the rest of them are all, like, community-wise. So, like, the first one's vertical. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is first and the greatest commandment. Second, like unto it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law of prophets. And thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor. Thou shalt not, you know, steal your neighbor's oxen. You guys see what I'm saying? Like, all the rest of the commandments are vertical. So it all has to do with people. Purpose. Establishing. Right, I'm going to go back to Proverbs 15:22 because it's too good. Like now we hitting. This is where I want to be. Thank you, God. So like Proverbs 15:22 from the King James Version Bible, it says, you know, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. You see, some people say, you know, should I go to church? You know, church is for me. This is one reason why you go to church. And if you don't go to church, you got to be around other believers, right? You have to be around other light in the midst of the darkness, because the more light in the midst of darkness, the more you can see, the more vision you have, the more purpose. See, that's one way how you know you need to be around other believers, right? So, but in a multitude of counselors, they are established. You figure out your purpose, your calling, your mission, and everything you do will be established. Don't you want your life to be established? Don't you want God to put a stamp of confirmation, of approval, of affirmation, saying you are doing the right thing? Well done, thou good and faithful servant, right? God can make sure everything that you're doing is established. And that's another Bible verse. I think it's in Psalms. It says, you know, it's a song too. Growing up, I used to hear this old song from the 80s. It was like, order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your way, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every way. You know, send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Yeah, look up the lyrics, guys. It's a great song. Man, I wish I could, like, sing, because if I could sing, I'll sing everywhere I go. But that's why I can't sing, because I would abuse that gifting. But anyways, yeah, guys, so you see what I'm saying, man. Like, what a multitude of counselors. So if you want to be a chef and you knew all the chefs on Food Network, how much different would your life look? You don't think your plans will be established? I want to be a preacher. And I promise one day I will be around all preachers like that. I will be around the best preachers ever. I will be in a totally different situation because they give me so much insight and revelation to where my ministries are flourishing. Like, I'm doing, it's not just that, like, I'm flourishing because you know, I feel like with ministry, I mean, it's not the case for everybody, but for real believers, like, you know, if you're not humble enough, it's a reflection of your ministry. If you're not, you know, really filled and saturated with the Spirit, it's a reflection of your ministry. You see, guys, see what I'm saying? Like, again, everything physical is speaking of something spirit, you know, everything physical is speaking of something spiritual, right? So a lot of times I really feel like if you don't have like a thriving ministry, a successful ministry, like majority of the time it's probably because something's not inwardly right with you and you can't handle that next level. You're not ready for that next level. And the guy's not going to give you, he's not going to put too much on you that you can bear, because you're not even faithful with the little things. So if you're not faithful with the little things, obviously you're showing you can't be faithful with much. You guys see what I'm saying? Like, everything comes together like that. And so, guys, if we want our plans to be established, if we want to be around a lot of counselors, it's going to take a lot of work, right? If we don't want our purposes to be disappointed, we got to have a plan. We got to know God. We got to trust in God. That's the root. It starts with trusting God. Do you trust God? See, again, let's pray that prayer again. Man, God, I want to trust you. God, I want to know you. God, I want to. That's the root. God, I need to be with you. Pray that every single day. Spend time in the Bible and pray that every single day. When you read a scripture verse, pray over it, just like this one. Let me use an example, right? So we did Proverbs 15:22. You know, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. This is how you pray over this. You know, God, you know, I don't have counsel right now. I don't know where to go. I am disappointed at every turn. Can you please help me not to be? Can you please help me to receive your counsel so my purposes will stop being, you know, will stop failing, stop being disappointed. Allow my purposes to align with your counsel, your purposes, so that everything that I do will be established. Help, and then that will lead me to have more counselors, being around the right people at the right time with the right opportunities in the right places that can lead me to greater places and a greater mission, doing even more of what you called me to do in my purpose, right? So this is how you pray that. You pray over the Bible, man. Because going back to Proverbs 12:15, you know, if you live like this, I'm going to tell you right now, I think hell's for you, man. But this is the way people from hell operate. You know, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. So that's Proverbs 12:15. See, only a fool would say there's no God. Only a fool would say, like, you know, I know everything. Because how long has God existed? I didn't ask you that, but how long has God existed? How long has God been around? Ain't it pretty foolish to say you know more about God, you know more about life than the person who made it? That's the dumbest thing ever. Like, if God's real, right? Ain't it foolish to say, you know, like, God doesn't have all the answers of life if he made life? Ain't it wise to hearken to him more than anybody else, to listen to him, pay attention to him, to stop everything you're doing, to really take in what he's saying, to get a load of what he's saying, to bear in mind what he's saying, to follow and observe what he's saying, guys, right? Ain't that wise to do? See, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. And that shows pride again. Let's talk about this real quick. A prideful and boastful person, an arrogant person, a goat. These people operate just like this, like fools. They're not willing to listen to wise counsel. And again, who's the wisest counsel? Obviously, God's counsel will rub them the wrong way because they want to live how they want to live. And that is what a fool does. You can't just live how you want to live. A wise person knows that. Sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do. Sometimes you got to make sacrifices you don't want to make. Sometimes you have to pay a price you don't want to have to pay. That's life. But the way of a fool, I'm just going to do what I want to do. They're measuring 20 times. No. They're cutting 20 times and never measuring at all. That's the way of a fool. Is that you? Because you can have a different life today. You can experience success today. Because again, a book of Proverbs, I told you, every proverb, every single verse in the book of Proverbs, man, I hope this is exciting you to, and you know, I'm striking a chord in you to study the book of Proverbs. I already told you guys the secret, 31 days in a month. And all you got to do every single day, you read one proverb. If you want to read more, go ahead. But you read every proverb every single day, right? So Proverbs 5, you read that February 5th. On Proverbs, February 15th, you read Proverbs 15, right? And you go like that. And you just every single day for however long, memorize all the Proverbs, right? Because a proverb is a general statement that is true regarding the way life works. A proverb is regarding the way things happen in this world. A proverb is observation made so that we can draw conclusions from those observations, right? I just gave you some proverbs, guys. Are you going to draw conclusions for this? Are you wise enough to do that? Or are you foolish enough to think, ah, this is nonsense. This is stupid. Forget it. That's the way of a fool. The Bible has the greatest insight ever, the greatest wisdom ever, the greatest advice ever. Why wouldn't you take this light, right? I want to read what some people said. Some people have been commenting, and I appreciate you guys commenting. Somebody said, let your light ignite others' lights. Yes, that's what I was trying to say too. Like in a multitude of counselors, when you're with other believers, they're counselors because the Holy Spirit's talking to them. Now, do they say everything? No, they don't say everything that the Spirit wants them to say because sometimes our sinful nature gets in the way. So you have to give people a pass. You can't puff them up to be God. And everything they say is golden. You have to learn how to discern, right? So, yeah, like in a multitude of counselors, I'm going to go to that again. When you're around other believers, you're around other light. Ain't nothing like being with other light. You can see more in the darkness with other light sources. Right? And I'm talking about true believers, true Christians, right? So in a multitude of that, that's the multitude of counselors. Your plans are established. You can talk to them about your plans, right? And they'll give you some insight. They'll let you know. The Holy Spirit will let you know. But you have to, in a multitude of that, right? It's better because your plans are established. Right? It's not just with one person. You can see more when more people light the way for it. You guys see what I'm saying? So, yeah, like that was a good good message. That was from Pure 4. So it's Pure written out and then 4, just the numbered parts. So Burks. So y'all follow that person. And then somebody said, Lord, I want to know you. Amen. His word is a lamp. Psalms 105. And somebody kept on commenting 1 Corinthians 9, 26 to 27. Let me look that up. I don't have that memorized. I'm thinking. Probably talking about edifying. And yeah, there. It's the same verse I was talking about. It says, therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it a slave so that after I preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. See, you're disqualified from the prize when your plans aren't established, when you fail in life because you don't know who God is, and so you don't ever listen to his counsel, so you don't know where to go, so nothing ever works out for you. You're receiving blow for nothing. You're going to receive blows in life on your body. Right? In your life. Anyways, you're going to receive strikes in life. Life's going to try to knock you out. No, I strike a blow to my body, myself. You know, I have self-discipline myself. I have self-control myself. You know, I wait to make moves. I take 20 measures and then cut once, right? Because I make my life and I make myself a slave so that when I preach to others, I won't be disqualified, right? I have fruit that backs up what I'm saying. Like Jesus said, you shall know them by the fruit, right? Your fruit shall set you free, right? So therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. So That is so perfect. Thank you for commenting. I gotta do a verse on that, man. Because that person commented that a few times. So that was Savage Grace Java, right? That was that user. So y'all follow that person. Yeah, somebody said, I can't find counsel. It's a struggle. I know. Like, you just gotta, the more you're faithful with God, and the more you're, just the more you trust him, and the more you're in the right places, doing the right things, the right opportunities come your way, the right people come your way, right? Then you can start receiving counsel, but you have to be doing the right things in order to get it, right? So I hope you guys got that from what I've been saying too. Like, you'll find counsel, but the counsel will find you essential, right? It takes two to tangle. So I hope that helps out. And that was from Alana. So Lana underscore champion 76. And then Savage Grace Java said, we need wise counsel again. He said, amen. And then Lana champion 76 said, this was meant for me in many aspects of life. Amen. I'm glad to hear that. Thanks a lot for sharing. God bless you. God bless you too, Savage Grace Java. Lord, help us make us wise. I just want to see. I want to see his first comment. I think that's a he. I can't see the face or anything. They got like their back turned on the profile picture. All right, so Savage Grace Java said, amen. But I like how 1 Corinthians 1 teaches wisdom. Jesus has become our wisdom. God hath chosen the foolish. God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. Preaching of the gospel is foolishness to them that perish. Yeah, that's the whole point. Like, so what I'm saying, like, and just insight, anything God says, guys, like, think about it. God knows everything. He made everything. There's a certain way life works because he created it, right? And the preaching of the gospel is foolishness. Man. God's word, so the words that come out of his mouth literally is foolishness to them that perish, to them who have no purpose, to them who run around in life aimlessly, just burning everything going to hell. Like, this is why life sucks, guys. This is why. This is exactly why. Now you know. Here's the answer for you. This is from the book of Proverbs, man. Life sucks because politicians and everybody don't know the purposes of God and don't have the vision of God and how life should work. And everybody just run around aimlessly, not listening to anything God said, which is foolish. So, obviously, other people are going to suffer from that, right? So, man, that was powerful. I'm not even going to talk about that. I'll talk about that some other time. Yeah, thanks for watching again, Lana Champion 76. And everybody that commented, I really appreciate y'all, man. Like, for real. All right, so, yeah, I want to know who commented on Facebook, just in case. But, yeah, guys, that's the video. I'm going to go ahead and end it, man. I got a class tomorrow. And that's another thing, too, guys. So, I told you guys I'm in seminary, and then I also work third shift Monday to Thursday. So I work from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. I'm a late night person, guys. I don't sleep much anyways, but last week was awful. I got 3 hours of sleep every night. So y'all just pray for me, man, because class is picking up. My teacher's giving us two assignments per class, guys, a week, which is ridiculous. Then we got like 8 readings to do per class, so. I'm in 2 classes, by the way. But, yeah, guys, it's just a lot, man. Then board examiners for the African Methodist Episcopal Church coming up. I'm not, I got too much going on. But anyways, guys, you guys saw the drill, man. All right, so let me share my social media platforms. If you enjoyed this, man, you guys got to share this with other people, right? Tell them about my social media platforms, especially my YouTube page, man. If you guys want more, upload Pastor Crossroads. All right. So my YouTube channel, podcast, upload Pastor Crossroads, Facebook and LinkedIn, Sean Christopher Jenkins, my ex Twitter page, my Snap, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, at Trouble Don't Last. So thanks for watching again. Everybody at Trouble Don't Last. Everybody on my underscore the underscore Bible, thanks for watching too. That's my other Instagram page, my Tumblr page, Trouble Don't Last number 1. And like I was saying, like on Upload Pastor Crossroads, got a lot of videos and a lot of playlists on here. So one playlist is Verses of the Day. So if you enjoyed this, you can get your feel of all the Verses of the Day I've done on my YouTube channel with sermons and Bible studies and stuff. And then I got Quotes of the Day. That's not important for this video. Get rid of that. All right, I got Proverbs. So if you want to listen to some sermons, Bible studies I did on that, just videos on YouTube I did, you can check out that. Proverbs 15, again, that's what I talked about today. I talked about Proverbs 3. That's another place I got. I'll make sure to throw that in the description as well, the video. You got Proverbs 12. You got a playlist on wisdom, advice, counsel, wise counsel, stuff like that. Check out that playlist. And then my this video right here, get you some advisors. You guys got to watch that one. All right, so Proverbs 15:22. Again, breaking down that scripture verse. So, yeah, man, that's the drill, man. So if you guys enjoyed it, man, make sure to like, comment, share, retweet, wherever you're watching. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Watch all my videos, man. I need my views to go up, and like, for real. So I can do this more. Like, I can get paid for this, guys. It's over with. I can do more videos, man. I don't have to work third shift or work at all. So help me out, all right? So thanks for tuning in, guys. God bless you. And just in case, man, I pray in Jesus' name that God gives you all the counsel in the world, man. I pray that you hear from him. You hearken your ear to hear him. Because he don't just talk through his word. He talks through creation. He talks through people. He's talking with everything. Because, you know, I'm going to put you guys on game real quick. When God speaks, right, his word goes forth, it doesn't return back void. It's actually still echoing. It's actually still moving and doing what he purposed and called it to do. God's word is different than everybody else's. When God speaks, stuff changes. Look at the sun. How long has the sun existed? Look at the moon. How long has the moon existed? Is the sun going to stop coming up and down every morning, every day? No. It's always going to do it until God says stop. Same thing for the earth. Same thing for humanity. Same thing for ants. Same thing for everything in creation. Everything he made is established. Right? It's just a matter of when he says it needs to stop or when humans get rid of it, because humans aren't really ruling and having dominion like they should. All right. I'm getting tired. So I'll talk to you guys later. All right. So I pray everybody receive all the counsel and wisdom and everything they need from God. Just pray and continually ask for it from him and he'll give it to you. We all need it. I need it too. So I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to live. I'm trying to figure out if I should even preach in the AME church. I'm trying to figure out a lot of things. All right. Definitely getting married to my wife. My fiance. I'm just trying to figure out when, where, how, man. Planning a wedding sucks, man. Wish I was rich and just had everything. But anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.